بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the day of judgment and about our friends, يَوْمَ إِذٍ بَعْدُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْدٍ عَدُوْ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on this day, people will be enemies of each other. Enemies of each other. Now, He's not saying they will be indifferent to each other, they will ignore each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that people will be enemies to each other. Except the muttaqin, except the people of taqwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this blessed month in order to develop taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In order to develop taqwa. We have another 4 days or 5 days left. So let us make the most of that. And let us be people of taqwa. Alhamdulillah, I see this every year and I've been seeing it for the last 10 years. From the time this masjid was established for 11 years. The sight of young people between all of them together, the average age is under 20. Because they are little ones who I see them standing in the night praying tahajjud. Even though there is Qiyamul Layl and they know that officially tahajjud will be prayed and they can, the time before that, they can sleep for a while, but they don't sleep. They stand in the night and they pray. And I see some of them sitting and reading Quran. And Alhamdulillah, this is what gives me hope and this is what makes me very, very happy. And if we continue with this, the whole issue is that of staying on the path. It's not of doing something once, flash in the pan, because you are in the masjid, because you have got, you know, the company of good people, Alhamdulillah, nuzul of malaika in the masjid, there is nur in the masjid, there is obviously mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on, there is tilawat of Quran and so on. So there is an atmosphere in the masjid. So we flow with that atmosphere. Alhamdulillah, that's good. But if once this i'tikaf ends, and then we go and get stranded somewhere, and now there is no, this atmosphere of the, obviously you can't be living in the masjid all the time. So now you are outside. And if this whole commitment to taqwa goes, then this is a big loss. But if we maintain that, and if we maintain it and we keep it, then what will happen? What will happen is that a day will come when we will be called and we will come out of our graves. يَوْمَ يُنْفَقُ فِي السُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجَ وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when the sur is blown, they will come out of their qubur. We will be called and we will come out. And then we will be gathered on the day of judgment with those who we followed. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to gather us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba. Because we've tried to follow them. We did our best to try to follow them as much as we could. We did our best to try to live our lives according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We tried to look like him in our appearance. We try to walk and talk like him in our akhlaq. We try to deal like he used to deal with people in our mu'amilat. We try to create a society and an atmosphere in our homes and around us, like the mu'ashara that he created in Madina. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us with him, inshaAllah. And the result of that will be that on a day when the sun will be, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at a height of one spear, and where people will be drowning in their own sweat. And this will be according to the number of sins that they committed. On that day, inshaAllah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the shade of his arsh, when there will be no shade except his shade. Allahumma adhillana tahta arshuk, yawma la dhilla illa dhilluk. Yawma la dhillu illa dhilluk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua, that, O Allah, give me the shade of your arsh on a day when there is no shade except your shade. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, to gather us under the shade of his arsh with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then from there we will proceed, insha'Allah al-Musta'an, to his house, Al-Kawthar, where we will have the opportunity and the great privilege of meeting him and of receiving the water of Al-Kawthar from his blessed hand, insha'Allah. And we ask Allah to save us from being among those who will be turned away when they go towards Al-Kawthar, because the Malaika will say, Ya Rasulullah, you do not know what they did to your religion and how they changed things after you. We ask Allah to save us from that. And that is why the whole issue of istiqamah, all this will happen provided we continue on a path of taqwa to the end of our lives. If you leave it midway, then none of this will happen. And then inshallah the time will come when we will cross the sirat behind Rasulullah in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then permit us to enter Jannatul Firdaus with Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, inshaAllah. We ask Allah to be among those who he will accept the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for about. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the shafa'atul kubra, which is the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to accept this from Rasulullah when he makes this shafa'at for us, inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. And this is the dua that Rasulullah used to make. Once we are in Jannat, inshaAllah, then there are other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce, he will say to the people of Jannah, to the khuddam and to those who are in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, give my slaves anything that they wish for. And food will be presented, things that we can't even imagine, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my Jannah is such that تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَزَاجِ يَدُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In Surah Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the standing in the night in Tahajjud, and he said that these are my slaves who wake up in the night from their sides and they stand بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَطَمَعَ بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَطَمَعَ, between hope and fear. And Allah said that for this, because they do this and they spend in my path, and because they do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if they knew what I have in store for them, what I have kept for them, this would be a coolness of their eyes. Jannah is such that it cannot be described in this life, it cannot be experienced in this life, we will never see it, it's from the ghaib. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show it to us, inshaAllah, with us inside it. InshaAllah, Muzda. So then the food like we haven't eaten, atmosphere like we haven't seen, clothes like we have never seen before or worn before. All kinds of things. Then, I mean, Ajib, it's Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described some of these things. There's a lot of description of that in Surah Al-Insan as well. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says He will give us sharaban tahura, and this will be given to you by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give the sharab. Imagine the honor of this. And this will be given in goblets of transparent silver. Yeah, can you imagine what does that mean? I don't even know what that means. I mean, I'm just telling you what the Quran says. Silver goblets which are transparent. And then when we have, inshallah Musta'an, enjoyed all of these things and completely satiated with every desire that we can have fulfilled, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will ask. He will say, "Oh my slaves, are you happy with what I have given you?" And inshallah Musta'an, may Allah make us among those, we will say, "Ya Rabbal Alameen, how can we not be happy with what you have given us? You have forgiven us, you have given us Jannah, and in this Jannah you have given us all of this." Then Allah will say, "Shall I give you something better than this?" And we will say, "Ya Rab, what can be better than this? We are already in Jannatul Firdaus. We are already getting all of this. What can be better than this?" Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to our Ridwan, which is the name of the angel in charge of Jannah, Allah will say, "Remove the veil, remove the curtain from between me and my slaves. Let them see me." Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Then you will see your Rabb, Jalla Jalal." "Inna allazeena yakhshawna rabbahum bil ghaybi lahum maghfiratu ajrun kareem." Allah said, "Those who had khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ghayb, they will have the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ajrin kareem. Greatest of ajr, ajr with honor." We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for all of this and more in keeping with His majesty and grace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather all of us together on that day in Jannatul Firdaus, and we ask Allah to sit like this and remember those days when we used to sit in this little masjid here. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.